You've said that starting WTF, diving into this world of podcasting, which was super new at the time, was a desperate act. The show obviously really took off. It's one of the most successful podcasts out there. How has the show impacted you as you look back now that it's this milestone?
Well, I mean, the podcast changed my entire life. I mean, when I started the podcast, I'd given up on just about everything. And I just did it out of desperation, and some sort of style evolved. And our timing was right cosmically. And from the podcast, it changed my, the way I interact with people, my disposition. And now that it's been going a decade, I was sort of able to do a lot of the things that I always wanted to do and that I worked for, but I just didn't think were going to happen.
One thing that hasn't changed is that you still do the show in your garage, just like you have since the very beginning. And yet you've had hundreds of guests. I mean, literally hundreds, big name comics, musicians, even, of course, famously President Barack Obama. What's the appeal, do you think? Why do people want to come to your garage?
I don't know. I think that the kind of mythology around the show was that, once it became successful, it was sort of this strange destination in the new media landscape. We found some success. We had a good listenership. The interviews were unique because I don't really think of them as interviews. So I think that after a point, people wanted to come experience that thing, that old garage.
You talked about how your interviews are unique. They feel pretty unscripted and unedited, but I'm wondering what the work is behind the scenes. What's your philosophy when it comes to like editing interviews or making cuts or doing retakes? Does any of that happen?
Well, I know. I mean, there's no need for it. I mean, when you're doing a long form conversation, I try to get a sense of who the person is. They're, have a long career and a lot of work. I try to get a sort of sense of that and figure out points of where I can connect, So I'm looking to connect with the person and hopefully have a conversation unfold as opposed to ask questions. I don't really do that.
What's it like to have a foot in the world of podcasting and stand-up? Has the show affected your stand-up at all?
I've been a stand-up all my life. And that is what I set out to do. That's what I do, really. But what the podcast changed was that because I improvise and I do stream of consciousness a lot of times that, I generate ideas there that become stand-up pieces, something, that I say in conversation, kind of stick in my brain a little more, and I can take them out on stage, work them into something perhaps. But mostly, at the time I started the podcast, I really couldn't sell tickets. And now, I have a pretty good audience. I don't know what it's going to be like in Aspen. I really don't know what is up there. I know there are skiers, and maybe some of my people will be able to come out. But I have a pretty good audience in most parts of the country. And none of that would have happened without the podcast.